For 24 years, women who want to start or grow their businesses have been gathering for the Newfoundland and Labrador Organization of Women Entrepreneurs annual conference. In these challenging times, a gathering like this may be different, but more important than ever. Jennifer Bessel is Chief Executive Officer at NLO. She joins me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
What are the main topics that delegates will be tackling during your conference?
Well, we have a very exciting lineup. Our conference started yesterday, and our opening plenary was provided by Arlene Dickinson with the Dragon's Den. She provided a wonderful presentation on reinvention and understanding your strengths and talents and applying those in a business context. So it was great to hear from her. Now, for the next 3 weeks, we have sessions happening on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And each day, we have a woman entrepreneur from the Newfoundland and Labrador area talking on a variety of topics. We have a nice mix of very practical presentations in terms of marketing, communications, and skill-based presentations for women in business, as well as a lot of sessions that are about self-reflection, self-improvement, and being able to really apply your strengths in a business context. So we have a legal presentation, we have some presentations on self-care, and we have marketing, communications, etc. So it's a great lineup, and we're very excited about it.
Right, and the conference is also looking at industry trends. What are the predominant ones?
Right now, what's happening with women entrepreneurs and is responding to the pandemic, of course. The pandemic has really taken a kind of a front seat to all operations within business in terms of thinking about how to remain relevant, to remain successful during a time when many women and businesses in general are faced with ensuring that they're able to pivot and respond to a changing climate. So in this conference, we're really focusing in on resiliency as a trend in terms of helping and supporting women entrepreneurs with that, what I've come to think of as the P word of 2020, pivoting within business and being able to remain viable and relevant during a time when business operations are largely challenged.
How important is the networking aspect of the conference?
Each year, our conference has been, a highlight for many of our membership. It's an opportunity to come together to speak with other like-minded individuals who are going through the same both successes and challenges that you are as a woman entrepreneur. And the networking piece has been crucial. So this year, NLO has also had to pivot in the sense of figuring out how can we ensure that we have those meaningful networking opportunities still available for a conference that's largely online. So what we've done with this conference is we've added two networking sessions to the conference where we're inviting delegates to come together, prepare for some questions in advance, whether they're about their businesses or about industry trends, et cetera, and put people in small group settings so that they're able to share a bit about their business and also discuss some of the questions that are being posed. So we found a unique way to ensure that what normally happens organically at conferences, that networking, it still has an opportunity to happen in this online virtual session. And we're very excited about that because we know the networking is one of the key things that our membership looks forward to at our conferences.
We're speaking with Newfoundland and Labrador Organization of Women Entrepreneurs Chief Executive Officer Jennifer Bessel. And what supports are available for women who want to start a business or grow an existing business?
At NLO, we offer a variety of services for women who are considering starting a business. We have business advisors located throughout Newfoundland and Labrador, not just here in the metro area. And these business advisors are available to anyone. You don't need to be a member of NLO. If you are a woman who's thinking about starting or need some advice in terms of growing your business, these advisors are available to help. All the information about those are on our website, so you're able to reach out and connect with these women, and they're happy to set up a meeting and speak with you. In terms of other supports, we do work with the provincial government in terms of a self-employment assistance program. This is for women who are EI eligible. eligible, who are able, who have a business idea and want to start a business. We can work with them to determine if they're eligible to extend their EI for the purpose of putting together a business plan and starting and launching a business. There are a number of supports that exist from a financing point of view, and at NLO, our advisors are able to help women figure out what sort of resources exist and where they can tap into those. We also have some courses online, Business Beginnings, and in addition to our conference, we also offer a number of sessions throughout the year that are educationally based, that are designed to assist women with being able to both develop their business plans, work with their business plans, pivot within those business plans, and really support women in just in terms of determining how they can be successful in business.
And what are the main challenges and opportunities that women entrepreneurs are facing right now?
You know, once again, right now, it's so hard to talk about this without talking about the pandemic. Right now, women are facing the fact that for many businesses that have been disproportionately impacted, it's been women's businesses when it comes to the pandemic. Women are very largely represented within the hospitality industry and the tourism industry and in many of the service industry. And those industries have been hardest hit with the pandemic. So in terms of the challenges that women are facing right now, it's very much survival mode in terms of being able to continue business operations and also be able to remember to keep in that growth mindset during a time when even the day-to-day is being challenged. So we're really assisting women, again, with that resiliency piece, with understanding the climate, responding to current challenges, but also still being able to look to the future and see where the growth potential may be. In terms of opportunities, you know, it's one of those two sides to the same coin. Whenever you have a challenge, if you flip it over, there's also an opportunity there. And we've been very fortunate at NLO to work with a lot of very talented women who, during the pandemic, have had an opportunity to really offer solutions and be able to do things in an entrepreneurial way that assisted within the pandemic when it comes to PPE and other items. So really, the opportunities exist in challenge. It's just a matter of being able to tease those out and make the most of those moments.
Jennifer Bessel, the Chief Executive Officer of NLO. Thanks for this.
Oh, thank you.